On Being a Hermit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on being a hermit. Is this something that you'd like to do? Would you like to be a hermit? Would you like to get up in the morning and do the things that you want to do? Would you like to have no demands upon your time? No demands upon anything that you must do or that you must say or be or any place that you must go or anything that you must accomplish? Would you like to be a hermit where you just live your life fully being yourself and having fun? You say, well, I don't know. The way you talk about it, it seems kind of irresponsible. To be a hermit, the way you describe it, sounds as though it's being something that is not really too desirable by everybody. Does everybody want to be a hermit? Well, of course not. Everyone doesn't want to be a hermit. But everybody really does want to be a hermit. Everybody does want to be themselves and have fun. Now, what is it that you think is being yourself and having fun? What is it that you think is enjoying yourself and accomplishing the things that you'd like to accomplish and just going the places you'd like to go and enjoying the experiences you'd like to enjoy? What does that mean to you? To each one of us, it means something a little bit different. We have a lot of people who would like to come to the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, and they'd like to be a monk. And they'd like to be themselves and have fun. And of course, they conceive of a monk in the traditional sense that a monk just goes into his cell or into his own cave or his own hermitage and lives there in peace and harmony and with nothing to do. He gets up and eats his meals and does his toilet and does his meditation and then eats his meal and does his toilet and does his meditation, goes to sleep, wakes up in the morning and seemingly doing nothing. Well, now, in a sense, that is what a hermit is. That is what a person is who is a monk. But in a sense, that is not the case. Life is filled with so much to be done, so much to be enjoyed, so much to be awakened to. To be a hermit, really, means that you have decided you're going to enjoy every moment of your life to its fullest. And to enjoy every life of your moment to its fullest means that you are doing it for yourself. That's an interesting phrase. We're doing it for ourselves. Now, are we really doing everything that we do for ourselves? Are we doing like the song says, up in the morning, out on the job, I gotta work for my pay, but that lazy old sonny's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. That lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, in a sense, this is how we think a hermit is. This is how we think a monk is. He has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day and just be himself and have fun. Well, now, if you think about it, that's really not so strange. That's really not so unusual. What is a son's purpose? The son's purpose is to be the son, to be this ball of fire up in the sky that's existing and being, and that all of these planets and all of these satellites and asteroids and everything else around the heavens all depend on that sun. And the gravitational pull of that sun and the attitude of the sun. And what does the sun do? He just does his own little thing. He just really seemingly does not care about anything else, does not have any other thing in his mind except to roll around heaven all day. Now, if you had the opportunity to roll around heaven all day, what would you do? How would you roll around heaven all day? How would you live your life and do whatever you do in a harmonious, happy, joyful way that would delight you? Delight you! What would delight you? If you were the sun, what would delight you? Well, to roll around heaven all day, to be myself, and to shine, to do all the things that I do, to be a gravitational force for the planets, to be this activity that goes on. But seemingly, does it matter if the sun chooses to change a little bit? If it chooses to grow old? If it chooses to expire and cease to be no longer? Well, in its scheme of things, that is the program. But what does it do while it's doing what it does? It does what makes it happy. You say, how can the sun be happy? It's an inanimate object. It's not inanimate, that's for sure. It is a very real and a very powerful object. You and I are very real and very powerful objects. Now we say to ourselves, here we are little babies, and we're born, and what is our purpose in life? What are we living for? Are we living to do a job? Are we living to be the President of the United States? Are we living to be a father or a mother? Are we living to be a person? Are we living to do a particular job? Are we living for what purpose are we living? We have made ourselves into a society of human beings who are sort of interrelated and interdependent. And because of that, we are not being ourselves and we're not having fun. If you wanted to, could you say to yourself, you don't have to say it to anybody else, you just say to yourself, I'm going to take a walk. Now, that's not too difficult to say. Okay, you're in the middle of your job, you're in your office, you're on your job of doing whatever you're doing, and you just get up and you go take a walk. Well, now, that's to a point acceptable because you could go to the bathroom and no one would think anything about it. You could go out in the hall and smoke a cigarette, or you could go down to the restaurant and have something to eat, and still that's not too bad. Or you could just decide you're going to the park. And you're going to go and for sit in the park and meditate and think to yourself. People say, well, during office hours, during your work hours, when you have promised to do something for someone else? Yeah. What would happen? Well, if you did that often, or if you did that when you had other things that you were seemingly supposed to do, they might fire you. Well, my goodness, then what would happen if they fired you? Well, if they fired you, then you would not have a job. And your money would last you as long as it would last you. And you would either have to give up your home or give up your family or give up your way of life and determine what you're going to do. Well, so you decided to give up everything. And you just go and wander. And you go and become a homeless person. And you live under the bridge, and you walk around and you scrounge from the garbage can and get food. Well, that doesn't sound like a very rewarding activity for a person who has other tastes and other benefits. And then you become a beach bum. You become a beachcomber. You do nothing, and you just sort of wander around, and you just sort of aimless and purposeless and directionless. Well, this is what some people can do. And some people find that very satisfying. In fact, a number of people find being a homeless person a very desirable thing. A number of people find having no purpose in life, no direction in life that other people can see, is a very wonderful thing. And you say, well, come on now. You're going into the extremes here of the monastery. You're going into the extremes of being a monk. You're going into the extremes of being a hermit. No, I'm not really going into the extremes. What does a monk or a hermit normally do? For instance, if you were to come to the Absolute Monastery, what would you do? Would you sit at an office desk all day long? Would you work all day long? Would you go out into town? Would you go around visiting with people? Would you go to the show? Would you, what would you do? Would you go to the beach? What would you do? You're here at the Absolute Monastery. Well, you come here because you want to take time to sort of be by yourself. Okay, there are demands upon you as being a monk, as you're part of this community. You haven't become a hermit off into a cave by yourself where you take care of your own responsibilities, but you're a group in a monastery here called the Absolute Monastery. And so you are expected to get up, you're expected to be at meals, you're expected to do the few little chores around the monastery that everyone does. You're expected to do the tasks of operating the monastery and its function. And then the majority of the time is given to your own introspective self. The majority of the time of being a monk, you're meditating upon who you are. Perhaps you're walking the meditation paths. Perhaps you're swimming in the pool. Perhaps you're reading. Perhaps you're writing. Perhaps you're just doing other meditative things that be yourself and have fun might indicate to you. Now, is being a monk going into town all the time? Going into town and doing this errand or that errand or doing this or that or socializing with other people, being in the world? Well, if that's what it is, then you should be in the world and not in a monastery. You're in the monastery here to be here and be withdrawn, so to speak, from all of the activities of life. You want to sort of withdraw from the human direction into the divine direction. Not that the two need to be separated, but you're withdrawing so that you are not putting your concentration on what's everyday life. You're not reading the newspapers and the magazines, and you're not into the television and the radio and listening and being aware of what's going on in the world. Your greatest benefit, truly, of being a blessing to the world and to anything that's in life is to be yourself and have fun. So, here you are, knowing your mental capacity, knowing your great, wonderful, intuitive thinking quality, and you hear of an earthquake and you say, oh dear, how terrible. You hear of a storm, you say, oh dear. You hear of man's inhumanity to man, and you say, oh, how fragile is the world in which we live. And in doing that, you are no better than the normal human person who is struggling with being themselves. To be a monk, to be an intuitive person, to be a master, if you will, requires one thing of yourself, that you be yourself and have fun, that you concentrate on things that delight you, not that you listen to the world and you become enamored with its activities, not that you listen to the world and become aware of its fragility and you become aware of all of the little problems and all of the little worries that it has. You, as a monk, are master of your world. And you say to yourself, there now is peace on earth, and it begins in my thinking about earth. There now is peace on earth, and there it only takes place in what I think about it. I think of peace on earth. I think all humanity is delightfully enjoying each other, and they are living in harmony with one another. They are living in peace with one another. I see all of the genius of humanity expressing itself as a compliment to one another, and everyone is enjoying this peace and this harmony and this goodness between one another. Products and produce and food and all the other things that humanity chooses to need and want and create through physical means is now created harmoniously and beautifully. I see all the world at peace. I see all the world living in joy. I see all the world as I see my world, a beautiful, magnificent, fantastic place to be. And because I see this, this is all that I know. Because I see this, this is who I am and what I experience. Because I see this, this is my life. Now, being a monk and being in a monastery is not a difficult thing to do. If you're in school, you apply yourself to going to school, and you are a good student, and you're doing the things that a student does in school. You're doing the things that the student is expected to do, and you're either a good student or you're not a good student. And if you're a good student, it's because you apply yourself to the task you set before yourself. You become a father. You become a mother. Are you a good parent? Are you a good parent of the children that you bring forth into the world? Are you a good parent? Are you a knowledgeable parent? Have you trained yourself to say, what is a parent? What is the responsibility of a parent? What's the delight of a parent? What is the choice of a parent? Why do parents become parents at all? Why don't they just go and live and just not have any other person dependent upon them or anyone in their world that they bring forth to have a glorious experience? Why? Well, it doesn't really matter why. You choose to be an engineer because you want to be an engineer. You choose to be a parent because you want to be a parent. You choose to be a husband or wife because you want to be a spouse. You choose to be a human being. You choose to be a man or a woman, whatever you may be. You choose to be driving your car when you're driving your car. You give your attention to it when you're driving. When you're sitting reading a book, you give your attention to sitting reading a book. When you're walking meditating, you give your attention to walking meditating. When you're petting your dog, you pay attention to petting your dog. You're not thinking about the tragedies of the world. When you're holding someone that you love very dearly and you find their presence very comforting and very joyful, you're not thinking about the problems of the world. You're thinking about that one that you have in your arms and that you dearly love and unconditionally love. How wonderful that is. You can be a monk. You can be anything you want to be in this world. But to be yourself and have fun, this transcends all experiences, whether being a monk or whether being a parent or spouse or whether being a person who has a job to do during the day, whatever it may be. Being yourself and having fun is delighting in every second that you live. Is taking every second and saying, I like this. This is great. This is wonderful. I like doing the dishes. And I do the dishes because I like doing it. And I like washing the dishes. And I like drying the dishes. And I like putting them away. I like being able to handle them so carefully that every day I use the same dishes and have the same dishes and they're just as beautiful, just as though I had taken them out of the box brand new from the store but a moment ago. Fresh and clean and terrific. I go through my house and I don't look for dust but I go through my house and I lovingly touch all of my furniture with the cloth and I bless it and I polish it and I sparkle it. And I'm not looking to clean it. I'm just loving it. I vacuum my floor, not because it's dirty and it needs vacuuming. I vacuum my floor because I love it. I'm caressing my carpet. I'm caressing my floor. I'm sweeping my patio. I don't get angry at the leaves that fall on my patio and make me want have to sweep my patio, have to make me want to sweep my patio to have it so the leaves are not there. I know the leaves are going to be there again, and I know that the moment the wind comes up, the leaves will swirl all around the place, and then I'll have an opportunity to sweep them again if I wish. But it's being myself and having fun. The wish is my choice, it is my delight, it is my being. Just as being a monk is my delight, is my being, I choose to, whatever program I enter into in any monastery that I go to, in any hermitage I go to, if I choose to take my tent and my sleeping bag and go off into the wilderness and camp out for a period of time, I'm not going to want to take my radio along, I'm not going to want to take my television along, I'm not going to want to take all of my accoutrements along, which make for comfortable living. I'm not taking my motorhome along with my washer and dryer and refrigerator and stove and television and radio and car and heater. Oh, no. I'm taking my sleeping bag and I'm taking my tent. And I'm going to live in that environment for a short or a long period of time, whatever I choose to do. But I'm going to be myself and have fun. And when living in a tent and sleeping in a sleeping bag no longer is fun, then I will choose whatever my next adventure of being myself and having fun is. Maybe the next adventure is being in some lovely apartment building. Maybe the next adventure will be in a little country home. Maybe the next adventure will be, who knows, what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be in a monastery. And when I'm in a monastery, I'm a monk, and as a monk, I look around me and I see other monks. I say, oh, those monks are not doing this right. Those monks are not doing that right. Those monks are those monks are not cooperating. Those, and the minute I do that, I'm not being myself and having fun. What I'm doing, I'm just being rattled by the world that I live in. I'm in the world and of the world at the same time when I can be in the world and not of the world. We can live our life so beautifully, being ourselves and having fun if we wish. But it means unconditional love of ourselves first, and unconditional love of everyone in the world. And I personally am enjoying my life so much because I have this wonderful unconditional love for everyone in my world. If anyone does something, I say, wow! If anyone doesn't do something, I say, wow! Be yourself and have fun, whatever it means. You just do it. I'm doing myself. I'm not touched by what other people do or don't do. I'm not touched by the world around me. I am only living in my own presence, in my own self, being myself. And I'm having fun doing it. And having fun doing it does not mean it's a ha-ha type of thing. It just means it's such a beautiful sense of fulfillment, a beautiful sense of one-ment, a beautiful sense of all is in order, and how great that is. Yes, how great that is. And it is really great, too. It is really great, because it is so great that it's fulfillment of everything in my heart. Be yourself and have fun. Could anything be more wonderful? Do you know what it means to be yourself and have fun? Well then, if you do, go do it. Go fulfill it for yourself right now. Go carry it out in your life right now and live it to the fullest. Because you only have one moment, one instant, one now to enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it right now, you'll never have that chance again. Be yourself and have fun. This is what life is all about. This is what being a monk is all about. This is what being a hermit is all about. This is what being a divine being is all about. Join with me in my reverie of being myself and having fun, and know the delight that I enjoy so thoroughly and so completely and so regularly in my life. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.